Hello, everyone. This is Noah.
And I'm Simon.
And welcome to the Resolve Podcast.
We're your resource for all things mental health, academic success, and personal growth.
Devoted to helping students thrive and build the resilience to succeed in school and in life.
What is panic disorder? Signs, symptoms, and treatment for panic disorder. Panic disorder is a mental health condition affecting 3 to 5% of the population that causes regular panic attacks. Panic attacks have intense physical symptoms that can be confused with a heart attack. The disorder can be treated with a combination of therapy, medications, and other symptom management strategies. Symptoms of panic disorder. People with panic disorder experience panic attacks regularly. They may begin to become afraid of certain places or situations that might trigger panic attacks, like social situations, and it can also make people anxious in anticipation of the next panic attack. Symptoms of a panic attack. The physical symptoms are intense and can even be confused for a heart attack. During a panic attack, you might experience the following: pounding or a racing heart, sweating, chills, trembling, difficulty breathing or choking, weakness or dizziness, tingly or numb hands, chest pain, stomach pain, or nausea. What causes panic disorder? Scientists don't yet know exactly what causes panic disorder. However, some of these factors might contribute to the condition. Genetics. If a parent or sibling has panic disorder, then that means you may have a 40% chance of developing it. Chemical imbalances. Some researchers think that people develop panic disorder as a result of abnormal levels of brain neurotransmitters and stress hormones. Traumatic life events. Early childhood trauma may make you more likely to develop panic disorder. Other mental health conditions. Some people with mental illnesses like generalized anxiety disorder might be more likely to also develop panic disorder. How to treat panic disorder. There's currently no cure for panic disorder. However, some types of treatments do help about 4 in 5 patients. Often the best results come from combining therapy, medications, and other symptom management strategies. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT. CBT is a popular form of psychotherapy that's used for treating panic disorder. Over the course of 12 to 15 sessions, patients can learn how to counter the anticipation or fear of a panic attack, practice healthy ways to cope with a panic attack when it does occur, as well as learn ways to overcome some of the triggers. The therapist may also help you learn breathing strategies and other stress reduction techniques that may reduce the frequency of panic attacks. Medications. A psychiatrist may prescribe drugs like antidepressants or benzodiazepines to help you treat the symptoms of panic attacks. Techniques to help calm a panic attack. There are a few strategies that may help you through a panic attack. These strategies are not a replacement for therapy or other treatments. Speak with someone you trust. If you have a loved one that you trust, they can sit with you while you experience the panic attack. They can help you with breathing, distract you, and be there to meet your needs. The 3-3-3 rule. This is a grounding technique that you can learn with a little bit of practice. When you feel a panic attack coming on, look around you and try to spot 3 objects, identify 3 sounds, and move 3 body parts. This takes the focus away from the panic attack and may help reduce the severity of the symptoms. Focusing on breathing. Breathe in deep and slowly. Make sure you breathe in through your abdomen. Count to 4 as you let the air in, and then slowly exhale again, counting to 4. How Resolve can help. Whether or not you have a mental health diagnosis, Resolve's therapist can help treat your anxiety and panic attacks. The first 15-minute consultation is always free. Once you've established a relationship with your therapist, Resolve can also help you access a collaborative appointment with your therapist and a psychiatrist through our partnership with Psychotherapy Matters, with less wait time than a typical referral.
And of course, a disclaimer. This podcast and all of our mental health learning and educational content is not therapy and is not a replacement for therapy.
Please seek professional help if needed. Go to www.resolve.ca to get the support you need.
And that's all for now. We hope this was helpful in some small way. If you like our content, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Make sure to keep updated with all of our content on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And of course, come check us out at www.resolve, that's resolve with two V's, .ca to learn more about how our services can support your needs.
Till next time, take care. Theme song for this podcast is done by the band Mokuse no Maguro in their song Midnight Empty Street.